Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
It's so nice to be like fully into the year 2025. Obviously, aside from just the weirdness of being living in the future.
in the Jetsons era.
But yeah, like fully into the 2025 because we got into that holiday season. And we missed talking to some of our friends. I think we missed like a week or two with B. Scott. And then we missed last week with this gentleman. His name is N.D. Kalu, former Texans defensive lineman, our good friend. N.D., how you living, my man?
I'm good. Happy New Year. I don't know if it's too late to say
you
that.
You made it by one day.
I made it
by one day. I made the rule. January 10th is the latest you can do it.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. So Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And let's get this thing started, gentlemen.
I think we might have missed Festivus. And if we didn't, then so be it. That's my entree into this regardless. Complaining is something that we've been doing a little bit today. Our question of the day is like, what is this cliche or phrase that just drives you up the wall? Do you have one, whether it's in business or sports, that you're just like, you hear the phrase and you're just like, what are we doing here?
Ooh, that's a good one. You know what? So the phrase, lately what's been getting under my skin, it's actually two. When brothers say, oh, I'm doing this for the culture. And I'm like,
that's a good one.
There's 8 billion black people on this earth. So are you saying like everyone has the exact same culture? And that just annoys the hell out of me because typically the culture for black folks is some negative stereotypes like drinking 40s and smoking switch. And having 20 baby mamas, you know, all the things I went through. But I just hate that. I hate that they try to like clump our many cultures into just one. That one was a little too deep. But just on a more lighthearted one, 110%. I never liked that.
Yes, good answer.
I never liked that. Like, give it your all. And I'll say this: there was a certain player, great player for the Texans. And I think he got a pass because, one, he's great and, you know, he did it the right way. But they always said every single play he goes 110%. And I'm like, that's impossible.
No, yes, exactly.
You can't sprint to the ball every single play. Yeah. You just can't do that. So but going over the 100%. So I'll get off my soapbox right now.
Now I'm trying to figure out who you're talking
about.
It
got to be JJ. Yeah. I don't know. I might believe him. I've seen him bleed.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Andy, let's talk about this game Saturday. If you haven't noticed, pretty big one. But the whole flipping a switch, you know, when you've had an up and down team, we heard from, Bobby Slowick earlier. We've heard from D'Amico about, you know, now's the time, you know, you forget everything. I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, kind of forget everything. Sure. Now's when we get going. Is that possible in the postseason to just flip a switch when you've been so up and down?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if you're flipping a switch or if you're preparing in a way to where, yeah, because you mentioned up and down. You're preparing in a way where you played like you played when you beat the Bills, you know, when you crushed the Patriots, and you're not playing in the same manner that you played against the Ravens. So I don't know if it's flipping a switch or tapping into what you can actually do, tapping into playing at your ceiling. But because here's the thing, when I think flip a switch, I think you're hinting at a player who's not that great playing great now. Like if CJ Stroud goes out there and doesn't give up an interception, throws for 250, you know, throws for a touchdown or two. If Joe Mixon rushes for over 100 yards and Nico Collins has a big game, are we overly surprised? We just haven't seen that all at the same time in a while. So I don't know if it's flipping a switch, because I don't believe any team or player can flip a switch. You just do what you're able to do and what you have the capacity to do.
Yeah, go ahead and throw flipping a switch on my my list. Thank you for the reminder. We're talking to Andy Kalu here in the loop. I did want to talk about this defense a little bit, especially because we will finally get to see Azeez Al-Shaair and Christian Harris, maybe even Henry Toto play together for a game. How viable do you think it is, the possibility of having the three linebackers on the field for maybe a not insignificant amount of time, especially with the likes of like Ladd McConkey that could possibly be in the slot and such?
You know, it depends on what type of packages D'Amico's cooking up, but regardless of where a player is more comfortable, and this is what Jim Johnson did a great job, you know, may his soul rest in peace, the former defensive coordinator for the Eagles. If you have guys that can play, then you have to adjust your system and adjust packages to make sure they're on the field at the same time. And Al-Shaair, you know, Christian, Henry Toa, like, to have those guys on the field, that's only going to benefit your team. And you might say, well, you know, these two guys are very similar and they play similar spots. If you can track, if you can run with the right angles, if you can tackle and you're good at it, get them on the field at the same time. And I think you have to have that, because to stop the Los Angeles Chargers, I don't think you're going to have a bunch of turnovers and big plays as far as interceptions to the house. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have it in front of me, I think Justin Herbert only has like 4 or 5 interceptions on the year.
And none of them when he's not under pressure. So you have to have pressure to start.
Yeah. So that's where I want to see those linebackers that you mentioned, you know, making the tackles, not going in there with arm tackles, making sure the running back doesn't have the yards after, you know, after contact. So I love that idea, and I'm curious to see how they're going to utilize all three of those linebackers.
Well, you mentioned tackling, and that's been something that's kind of been odd for me, because watching this team, and maybe I've just been wrong, it hasn't felt like they've been particularly bad at tackling, but you look at the numbers and they are really low on the list of tackling. Like, what has been your perception tackling wise, and is that something that you can, to continue the cliche, flip a switch on going into this wildcard game?
Now, I'm asking, I'm not even challenging. When you say low on the list, what does that mean? I don't.
Oh, they have a lot of missed tackles.
Yeah, see, I'm from the school that there's no missed tackles. You just have great moves by offensive players.
Okay, fair enough.
And that's not me giving you a pass. Like, I'm not saying you give a pass, but, I mean, you have certain guys, you know, the Tyreek Hills of the world, actually any NFL player, where if you're in open field, open space, it's tough to be the first contact, first tackle. What I like to see is the pursuit. You know, when you miss those tackles, make sure you're missing at the upfield shoulder, and you're, you know, if I'm going to use the phrase missing a tackle, and you're making him come inside, because that's where your help's coming from. But yeah, I just, now don't get me wrong, there are some times where guys go in there just with a shoulder, they do the shoulder thud, mm-hmm. and I'm like, you really think you're going to knock down a professional athlete, you know, with a shoulder thud? But there are times where, yeah, the first guy's typically not going to bring him down. That's why you have to have that pursuit, and I do like that from the Houston Texans. I do feel like that's something they emphasize, where you have so many hats on the ball. And they're definitely going to need that this week.
Deontay Johnson, all of a sudden, he's just been here for a cup of coffee so far, but he seems like he might be crucial in this, because, you know, Xavier Hutchinson, John Metchie, speaking of up and down, you know, they haven't really been there. Nico is going to be the focus of the Chargers. How difficult would that be for him to all of a sudden, you know, come in and be that big of an impact?
It'll be difficult just to be an impact player when that hasn't been your calling for your entire career. But with what you said, if I'm the Los Angeles Chargers, if I'm their defensive coordinator, I'm focusing on Nico Collins, because Nico Collins to me is a bona fide number one, not just number one receiver. That's like the obvious statement of the day, but he's a stud in the NFL. So I'm trying to stop him. So the question is, who is it going to be? You know, who's going to be that guy that kind of sneaks, gets those sneaky catches and ends up having a productive day because you weren't focused on him as a defensive coordinator with your game plan? So, no, I mean, it's difficult to shine in any NFL game, but I would not be surprised. You know what, John? I'll be a little surprised if it ends up not being Hutchinson or Metchie just okay. because they've been in this system. And I do believe there's certain packages that, you know, a newcomer just doesn't have a chance to really get comfortable with. So I would be pleasantly surprised. But Hutchinson is a guy that I've really thought, given opportunity, he would shine. But it's time for him to really step up because you have the opportunity. Tank Dell is out. Diggs is out. This is where you, you know, put your hand in the air and say, hey, look, I could be a number two wide receiver somewhere.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to ND Kalu right here on Sports Radio 610. And ND, this Los Angeles Chargers offensive line, they got a couple of names that are really that loom large when we talk about Rashawn Slater, Joe Alt on the edges, but on the interior, you know, maybe a little susceptible. And if you're watching some of the film, you see that sometimes some of those stunts and games up front can get at them. Is that something that you would like to see from D'Amico Ryans in this defense? Is some more games and stunts up front to maybe try and get to the interior, or would you kind of like them to be a little bit more, I don't know, disciplined in the run lanes, or maybe less of those types of things, and just kind of let those guys go up and play?
I don't like stunts when you have guys like Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, and even the multiple guys you have. I don't know if Foley's playing yet. I don't know if y'all know. Maybe
he hasn't been participating, but. Man, Derek Barnett has been playing well, and obviously, you know, who knows where else.
Exactly. So don't get me wrong, Reggie. It's good to run games and stunts with your four-down linemen to keep the offense, to keep them honest. But when you have guys like Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, like I mentioned, Mario Edwards, I'd like to see Tim Settle. I'd like to see you just say, you know what? Four down linemen, put your hand in the dirt, beat the guy in front of you. Because I think you have those type of guys that can do that. When you don't have those superstar edge players, then you have to get creative. And then you have to get creative and say, okay, we're going to run a bunch of tech stunts where the tackle comes first and the end loops around. Or we're going to have a linebacker hit the A-gap and then one of your down linemen loop around him. Because all you're trying to do there, you're trying to confuse the offensive line, which we've seen. You know, unfortunately, yeah. We've seen that first. Hand, but because when you have all those moving pieces, and it's tough for an interior offensive lineman, you're like, oh, I have the three technique, then the three technique becomes a zero technique, and a blitzing linebacker, you know, becomes a three technique. So it's tough when you run it right. But I also feel like, at least when I played and our coach would call stunts and games, I'm like, man, I think I could beat this guy one-on-one. I set him up with speed rush. You know, I've had four or five speed rushes. Now I want to do the speed to bull. But then it's like, oh, nope, we're going to run a TE stunt. It's like, I'll get like, you know, I'm trying to play chess and you're making the moves for me. So with the defensive linemen that the Texans have, I would actually like to see some one-on-one, keep your lane integrity, and just let them – let Slater, who I have a lot of respect for, he's actually a Houston area kid, let him try to block Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter one-on-one.
I like that. And just to, you know, clean this up, Foley actually limited participant both Tuesday and yesterday. So at least that is good. He has mm-hmm. been out on the practice field. In fact, I think the only person who did not fully – did not practice at all participate was Shaq. Yesterday.
All right, let's talk about Justin Herbert, because you know, he obviously is going to be the focus on the defensive side. We've been talking a little bit about putting pressure on him, but you know, he's got Ladd McConkey, he's got a few weapons. How much would you consider doing what you did last year, and that's traveling Derek Stingley with Ladd McConkey?
I mean, Derek Stingley, in my opinion, is I don't know if y'all are going to throw this on the list, shutdown corner, because I hear people say there are no shutdown corners, but he's one of the best corners. So if you feel like, and I think guys like that, they love taking on that challenge. I forgot what game I was watching, and this is bad radio, so I'm not going to go silent trying to remember, but one of the top it wasn't even one of the top cornerbacks, but the corner, oh, you know what it was Minnesota Detroit. I don't know if y'all watched that game.
Oh, absolutely.
But the the cornerback followed Justin Jefferson around and didn't shut him down, but really held him to some modest numbers. And apparently they had been going at it since high school. Like, they've been rivals since high school. And you can tell, like, the cornerbacks, they love that challenge. You know what? Give me the best wide receiver, even when you have a top-notch quarterback, and let me just mirror him all over the field. I think that would be great. And I also think that's a scenario, John, until proven otherwise, you can say, all right, we have that covered. If Derek Stingley's going to marry him all over the field, now we can focus on, you know, on the rest of the field and the rest of the offensive stars.
All right, Andy, you don't have to give a prediction if you don't want to, but, like, how are you feeling about this game overall? Because, I mean, look, at home, you know, we've all talked about the fact that the Chargers are indeed the favorites with this, and there's been a lot of, I guess, disrespect all around the nation. How are you feeling about this game?
Every day I wake up, I change. Like, yesterday I was like, man, I think the Chargers might have it because they're riding high the way Justin Herbert's playing. Then today, you know, this morning, I'm like, hold on. Like, you know, there's a reason why the Texans have 10 wins. I like the way they opened up the series, and it's just one series against the Titans. So today I'm going to go Houston Texans. I'm going to say by a touchdown. But if you ask me again tomorrow, which I know you won't, since it's Friday.
I mean, we can call you again. I'm all good with it if you are.
but I, for whatever, maybe because I got 7 hours of sleep, I like woke up feeling good about this game. And I can see a scenario with the – no. And I'm predicting the Texans win by a touchdown.
You know what? Just for that, expect a call tomorrow. I'm going to call and see if it changed at all, okay? You good with that?
I'll be here.
All right, perfect. Yeah. ND Kalu, always fantastic to have you on a Thursday. Have a good one, man.
Man, y'all have a good one. Enjoy the game, and I'll talk to y'all next week.
Thank you. Yes, sir. There it is. ND Kalu, former Texans defense lineman, and always a delight talking to him here in the loop. We got a couple of cliches in there, and then for some reason people kept sending them in. Somebody said when they complained to their wife says, like, sounds like a first world problem. He's like, damn. I don't deal with third world problems. Like, clearly that's a first world problem. I appreciate exactly. that. Somebody said, when an exec says, let's find some alignment.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking of Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien.
That's right.
That was the theme of the offseason. Mm-hmm. Alignment. What was it?
Yeah, that was it.
And I love these two. One, perception is reality, because I don't think it's used right well. Mm-hmm. And then this other one, long story short, especially for the person who's not actually making the story short.
Yeah.
Like, long story short, but you've been talking usually for 5 minutes. Too. What usually, are we talking about?
When they say long story short, it's usually long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so why did you say that? You just added three more words.
And they do it after the long story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Long story, less long.
Yeah. Like, no, you just.
Like, finish the story now.
Wrap it up.
I want to see how the movie ends. Yeah. Don't walk out at the end.
Yeah.
All right. We're super excited for this playoff game. And you can gear up for the playoffs at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Thanks to our friends at Academy for getting us ready for this weekend with our new Ready to Roll playoff shirts and division championship hats. You can get yours at local Academy Sports and Outdoor shops before this weekend. All right, coming up next in the loop, let's get into what's popping, including, hey, man, rodeo is going to be announced tomorrow. Who are you expecting to be?
Oh, I got you.
Oh, you got it?
I got you.
All right, Lopez got you. Okay, next.